Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. This is Showing Up for Dailies, your prayer igniter to start your day. Showing Up for Dailies is taken from the model of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6. In verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Scripture also refers to the Lord as the bread of life in John 6. So we show up daily to receive of him, to worship him, to acknowledge him, to surrender to him, to get knowledge and wisdom from him, to be healed and delivered by him. Not only does he supply us with daily sustenance, our daily bread, he also sustains us in our entirety. So we show up to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Our scripture today, although it's not written in our introduction, is from Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Pray without ceasing is our theme for our entire life. Glory to God. Please note that this program will end abruptly so that you may continue in prayer and move heaven. This series is a weekday fire starter to get your day going in prayer. God bless. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, Lord God, I give you glory and I give you honor this morning, Lord. I give you glory and I give you honor this morning, Lord God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. 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 I thank you, Lord God, because I know that you are faithful. Your word says you are faithful. You have proven that you are faithful. And whether you had proven it or not, you are God and you are faithful. I thank you, Lord God, because you are faithful and you are God. You are our creator, the creator of all things. Everything that is, you created it. I thank you, Lord God. Before anything was, you are. You are the great I am, the true and the living God, the all-powerful, all-seeing, and all-knowing God. That is who you are. I thank you, Lord God. Before time was, you are. I thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the living word, the bread of heaven, the life of all things, the life giver. You are the way maker, the living word, the great I am. I thank you, Lord God. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Righteous is his name. I give glory and honor to you this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because you are my strength. I thank you, Lord God, because you are my provider. I thank you, Lord God, before I even had a need or even thought that there was a need to be had, you had already provided, because you are the great shepherd. You are a good. You are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are my Savior. You are my keeper. You are my God. Hallelujah. You are everything to me. You are my everything. And in your presence, I bow myself right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I surrender. I surrender my will to you, Lord God. And I do decree it. And I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. It is your will, Lord God. And your way, your will, your way, Lord God. Your will, your way, Lord. Your will, your way. Oh, Lord God, I surrender myself to you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even as I lift up a prayer before you, Lord God, I surrender my will, Lord God, so that I can hear your voice, so that I can hear your direction, so that I can see what you have set before my eyes, so that I can hear, Lord, that you, Lord God, would whisper into my ears. Lord God, I surrender my life to you, Lord God, because my life is not life at all, Lord God, if it is not living with you, Lord God, it is death, Lord God. Oh, Lord, the world doesn't understand. The lukewarm church doesn't understand that living without you, Lord God, is not living at all. Oh, Lord, their eyes have been blinded by the enemy, Lord God, blinded by the devil himself who is laughing and kicking up his heels because he has bamboozled, hoodwinked those, Lord God, that have allowed themselves to be fooled. Oh, Lord, but I humble myself in your presence, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and I even pray for those, Lord God. That is why I am humbling myself, Lord God, that I might be used by you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, because I have been fooled so many times, Lord God, and I will not be fooled anymore, Lord God, so I humble myself, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, that your will might be my will. Lord, that your way might be my way. Lord, that your love might be my love. Oh, Lord, that your thoughts might be my thoughts. Oh, Lord God, that your wisdom might be my wisdom, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I submit, Lord God, I surrender myself to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, help us, God, help us, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Oh, Lord God, what a wretched soul that we are, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, Lord God, our souls, our spirits cry out to the living God this morning. Our spirits cry out to the living God. Lord, we cry out to be in your presence this morning, Lord God. We cry out to be in your presence, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we have grieved you so heavily. Lord, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for grieving you, Lord God. Forgive us for grieving you, Lord God. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we bow before your presence, Lord God. We bow before your presence, Lord God, and ask, Lord God, you to forgive us, Lord God, for grieving your spirit this morning. Forgive us for grieving your spirit this morning. Forgive us, Lord God, for grieving your spirit this morning, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, humbly, Lord God, humbly, humbly asking you, Lord God, to wash us. Wash us, Lord God. Wash us from every evil way. Wash us, Lord God, for thinking that we knew more than we knew. Wash us, Lord God, from thinking that we were more than we actually were. Wash us, Lord God. Wash us of our lack of wisdom. Wash us of our lack of knowledge. Wash us, Lord God, for esteeming ourselves higher than we actually were. Wash us, Lord God, because truly we are wretches undone. We are undone in your presence. We are undone. We are undone. We are undone. Lord God, even as Isaiah said to me, we are men of unclean lips, Lord God. Just as Isaiah said that he was, so are we, Lord. So are we. Oh, Lord, until you cleanse us, we are not clean at all. But, Lord, you said if we come into your presence, in your presence, Lord God, is where we are cleansed, in your presence. Oh, Father God. Wash us, Lord God, wash us and renew us, Lord God, wash us and cleanse us, wash us, Lord God. We are coming up, Lord God, on Pentecost, Lord God. We're coming up on the time of Pentecost, Lord God. We're coming up on that time, Lord God, when the Holy Ghost fire, Lord God, came down from heaven, Lord God. And we want the Holy Ghost fire to rain down on us and in us, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. But we don't want to come up. We don't want that time to come, that anniversary to come, and we be the same as we were before, Lord God, before our shut-ins, Lord God, and before our shelter in place, and before our churches, Lord God, sheltered in place. We want to be changed, Lord God, and we want to be changed by your spirit.
We don't want to be changed because our mouths uttered the words we were changed. We want to be changed because we were in the presence of God. So, Lord, in your presence, in our closets, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, Lord God, that you move in us, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, that you move in every secret, Lord God, that we have, and everything that we've never spoken out loud, and everything we've never spoken in secret, and every crack and every crevice. We're asking, Lord God, that you go in the secret places in our hearts, that you go in the secret places in our minds, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, that you root out and root up, Lord God, every file, every vile, and every foul, and every wicked thing, Lord God, that goes deep down in our history, that goes deep down in our DNA, root it up and root it out, bind it up and burn it out by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Move it up and move it out of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bind it up by your power, Lord God, and move it out of us. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there be nothing else in us that grieves you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we have a work to do, and we want to do it without any more hindrance. Lord, we don't want you to look down on us anymore and be grieved. We don't want you to look down on us anymore, Lord God, and shake your head. We don't want you to look down anymore, Lord God, and say, what a stench, from not from your people. Oh, my God, forgive us, Lord, and wash us now in your presence. Wash us, Lord God, wash us, Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, send forth a cleansing, Lord God, to cleanse your cleansing power. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you send intercessors, Lord God. I praise you for the spirit of intercession. God, I give you glory. Glory, 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 glory to God for the spirit of intercession, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for those that do pray, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, you are the God of restoration, Lord God. Every time your people did need restoration, Lord, your love and your compassion, you are a God of compassion. You never leave us in disrepair, and I thank you, Lord God. You are a God of love and compassion, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. You never leave us without a remedy. You will repair. You will fill in. You will fix us. You are the balm of Gilead. Every place that we are in disrepair, every place we need healing, you will heal us. If we call on you, if we call, you will answer. And you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. And I thank you, Lord. You will answer. You will repair. You will, you will, you will, you will, you will, you will, you will rebuild. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, and you will. I hear restore. You will restore, you will restore, you will restore, you will restore, you will restore. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you will restore. Thank you, Jesus. Restore us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the power of your might, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, renew, revive. Lord God, regenerate right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your Holy Ghost power, Lord God, begin to rebuild, Lord God, restore, revive, regenerate right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as these, Lord God, are calling on your name, as they are calling out to you, Lord God, as tears are flowing down their faces, Father God, in the name of Jesus, move right now. Let your restoration power, Lord God, let your power of regeneration move right now, Lord God, to repair all those places, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to bind up every wound right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as they wait in your presence, Lord God, move every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and burn up every place, Lord God, where those breaches, Lord God, were, Lord God, so that the enemy cannot go back again into that place right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fill up every hole and every breach with your power, Lord, in Jesus' name, as they wait in your presence. Lord, as we wait, as we wait, as we wait, in the name of Jesus.